Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Monday. I should say Happy Medical Mom Day. I'm Tanisha, and I wanted to entitle this episode Happy Medical Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is Sunday. And so I wanted to say in advance, Happy Medical Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world who are taking care of their medically complex miracles. I wanted to also say that this episode is going to be very short and sweet. Why? Because as I was driving my children to childcare, I realized how much rest I need. And how much I need to rest and restore so that I can be better to navigate the medical system myself with my family, as well as advocate for others. And so I've been meditating on how rest is essential to restoration and the healing process. When you go through a medical trauma, or many medical traumas back to back to back, your mind is exhausted. And a lot of times we don't take the time to recharge and recover from each hospitalization, each medical change to our child's care. We just do it. And this year is going to be different. God put it on my heart to say, love yourself more in 2024. And so that's what I'm trying and striving to do every single day as much as possible. And so my husband, thank God, woke me up this morning and told me to get up early so that I can get the kids off to school earlier than what I normally do, to kind of dodge the rush hour traffic and come home and just rest, because he knows that I've been in and out of the hospital for various reasons for our oldest kidney warrior and cancer fighter, and you know, taking care of the outpatient clinic visits with our daughter and our son. And so it has been overwhelming at times because he's often at work and not able to share the load when it comes to this medical marathon. And so it was like, you need to go ahead, drop the kids off early, come back home and rest. So I want you to rest. Rest your mind, rest your body, rest your soul, ladies. We cannot give our last drop to those we love, because then we won't be hydrated at all. And so what I'm realizing is the more that I pour into myself, the more that I can give to others. And it sounds selfish to some, but it's really what I've learned in my studying of different books. It's self-preservation. It's not selfish at all to say, I'm going to pull back a little bit. I'm not going to entertain this conversation right now. I'm not going to do X, Y, Z right now. You know, those dishes can wait. That laundry can be folded when it gets folded, because I really just need to rest. And that's okay, because as soon as you take your power nap, you'll have more clarity to get the things done, to answer those questions on that phone, than you ever will have. And so I want you to, if you can, I know sometimes we overwhelm ourselves and we over-obligate ourselves to certain things that we shouldn't, but say no. No is a complete sentence. Say no. I'm not doing this today. I'm going to do that tomorrow instead of today. I'm going to take a 15-minute break because I deserve it. I need it. And I'll be back with this work later. This is really a loving action. It's really to help us to recharge and to feel better about our own welfare. May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'm really excited because behind the scenes, I've been reestablishing the brand of Medical Moms and NICU and making it more of a platform that I can really brand anywhere that I go and know that that brand is strong from a legal standpoint to just a distribution standpoint to just making more partnerships happen for different nonprofits as well as hospitals around the country. And so I've been taking some time to strategically think, how do I want to rebrand and how do I want to approach this year for Medical Moms and NICU? And a lot of great things are happening. Along with that, we are in the process of relocating and moving to another city in Arkansas. And so the next couple months are going to be really busy packing and getting ready to move into our new home, which has been a journey because we've been in our own apartment for the last 10 years. And the market hasn't been the greatest, but I'm going to share more about how we overcome some of the financial challenges with that as soon as we get resituated in our new place. And so I'm really excited about sharing the referral information that I receive and how that benefited our family, especially with special needs. But I say that to say that I'm always working, even if I'm not in front center stage or on the mic or on Facebook Live or whatnot, I am still working. But there's been times where I say, I should have slept. I should have took time to rest. And I'm not doing that enough to the point where my eyes are strained and they're twitching. So I said, I need to do better at resting my eyes and just taking some time to get off social media and just recharge my battery and not entertain any conversations that are not urgent because it's draining my energy. And some of those conversations are fruitful, but I still need to be able to be rested in order to process what I'm hearing or what I'm listening to better. So I wanted to say rest your mind, rest your body, rest your soul, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe that's walking in the park. Maybe that's praying. Maybe that's putting on meditation music. Maybe that's reading an audiobook while you're on the commute and you're not really occupied with nothing stressful. Or laying down, physically laying down and taking a nap and setting your alarm clock for what time you want to wake up. Do it, ladies. Don't wait till Mother's Day to take care of you. Do it now. Because if we don't do it, then how is our family going to realize our boundaries? And so I'm in a training right now with the Art of Saying No Boundaries class from BLAM, Black Love and Marriage Platform. Check out blam.com for more information. And you can find that resource on medicalmomsnicu.com resources. But I'm in the process of healing because I had no boundaries. I was an empathetic person and still am. And I was raised up that way where I feel like I have to solve everybody's problems around me. I have to give my last and to the point where I am not taking better care for myself. So I'm learning to retrain my brain and relearn so that I can be better for those who I claim to love. And so I am the most important person that needs to take better care of themselves. And so with me doing the inner work, with me slowing down and readjusting my schedule so that I could have some rest in between the time that I'm caring for my family, it's helped me to not feel so anxious. And so mindfully, I am going to do a better job this month and on of just slowing down and resting. And for my rest, it's going to be taking those naps without worrying about anything around me because once I get up, then I can focus on what needs to be done. And so I'm challenging you to do the same as we go into a special holiday that the world loves to celebrate, Mother's Day weekend. Please go ahead and implement that self-care for yourself. Rest your mind, body. And so I can't say it enough. If you don't have the rest that you need, you can't get the clarity to make those sound decisions that are critical for your child's welfare, whether they're in the hospital or outside of the hospital. If you don't get that rest, you're not able to love others the way you want to love them because you're so exhausted. And so I am learning that every day, and when I learn it, I love to share it. So I hope this helps you know that you are doing a phenomenal job. Even though this challenge of medical marathon never stops, you are doing phenomenal. The fact that you made it today on this podcast to listen is phenomenal, because you can have so much other things that distract you from this important message. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We help you navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips like this, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. Remember this also, that you are more than capable of handling your child's medical complex care. But until the next episode, please take care of you and visit us on medicalmomsandnicu.com to learn more about the resources that we share. We also have a phenomenal children's book of many to come of my oldest son's journey. He's the reason why I birthed this podcast, Jaleel, my joy. That's what his nickname is. Jaleel's my joy. But he has his first book out, TKOCKD, My Fight to Live. MedicalMomsOfNICU.com is available. And you can support that, and you can give a love donation for the book series that I'm creating for chronic kidney disease. And if you would like to work on one-on-one sessions, we have consultation services that can help you to navigate better individually. And so I'm looking forward to giving back. And there's so many things that I'm working on, too, when it comes to speaking engagements. And I can't wait to share more about that. But until then, I just want you to keep taking care of yourself and rest your mind, body, and soul. Have a blessed day.